KPLC Seattle from the Muckle Shoot Casino Studios. Star 101.5 KPLC. It's Moog and Angie Mornings.
I love him.
Hey, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Good morning. It's Moog and Angie Mornings. And so this is day one of our brand new show on Star 101.5 in Seattle. Let me ask you, Angie, are you nervous?
Yes.
Are you anxious?
Yes.
Are you overridden with anxiety to a point where you can't perform?
I have to leave. No. I feel good. Oh, I'm happy.
You know what? Me too. We're both too nervous. Sorry about that. No, this is exciting. So this is day one of our brand new show. So, good morning. My name is John Moog, by the way.
I'm Angie Morales.
And so we're friends. We've known each other for some time.
Yeah.
We've done this before.
Yes.
Isn't that so? And here we are in Seattle. And it's just so crazy. In our lives, everything has been leading up to this moment right now.
Yeah.
This literal moment. You know, 6:02 and 47 seconds on Monday, January 3rd.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of like crazy that, like, hey, it's here.
And it's here.
You know, and the last, weekend or so has been crazy. What with the fact that it's a new year.
Yeah.
You know, the weather has been wild. And snowy.
Gosh, the weather outside has been weather.
It's been frightful. And then, you know, Betty White.
An icon.
Yeah. So lots that we need to get to this morning in that regard. Speaking of, you know, the snow, and I think a lot of people get pretty bored. Did you hear this? And I was hoping to get somebody from Amazon to confirm this, but it looks like Snopes already did. The story about the 10-year-old girl that came out last week that asked Amazon for a challenge and asked Alexa for a challenge, and she challenged the child to electrocute herself, essentially.
What?
Yeah, but in Amazon's defense, it was one of those things where it's like, here's something I found on the web. The challenge is simple. Plug in a phone charger about halfway into a wall outlet, then touch a penny to the exposed prongs, Alexa said.
No!
Yeah, but the mom was very proud. She said, my child didn't do that because she knew better.
Oh, good. But a lot of kids don't know better
than to electrocute themselves.
Right. Now I'm thinking, what have I told my children about electrical sockets?
Yeah. But I guess we can't entirely blame it on Alexa.
No.
We got to blame it on ourcommunitynow.com, who put together these challenges. Like, that's your challenge?
That's your challenge? That's evil.
Yeah. Also, it's spicy. I don't know if you've ever done that, but it's a bit spicy. Anyway, yeah, so we're just excited. Once again, we're Moog and Angie Mornings. It's, what am I, 12? Yeah, confession, I'm 12 years old. Got a radio show.
You're a prodigy.
And I'm on top of the world. It's Imagine Dragons and Star 101.5. All right, so we're Moog and Angie Mornings. We're the new morning show on Star 101.5, and you know,
we are.
It's fun and it's exciting, and we're like 11 minutes into our new show.
Yeah.
There's all that first day excitement and all that, but for Angie here, she almost didn't make it at all.
No, the thing is, I made the mistake of traveling for the holidays.
Oh, yes.
And not suspecting that the weather here would be ridiculous and prevent my return in a prompt manner.
The most ridiculous. In fact, I think I saw that, like, SeaTac Airport had the most closures in the entire country.
The most cancellations. Yeah. So it's me, my husband, and my two children. Of the four of us, only I made it on my flight back here.
So you've abandoned them. They're no longer your family.
Well, yeah. I mean, it is what it is. Yeah. If it's canceled, it's canceled.
Listen, I get it.
So
convenient. So basically, so they think that you went to go get some milk or some cigarettes or something, and you never returned. Okay. Sorry. Continue.
But they're out of town still, and now they won't be joining me here until the 7th. And so I'm just at home by myself, and my lovely mother-in-law, the saint that she is, was like, you know what? I'll drive up and keep you company. I don't want you to start this new venture without having any support at home. Cool. She drives up to see me in harsh weather conditions. Like, God bless her for doing that. She arrives in the middle of the night yesterday. And
so Saturday going into Sunday.
Yes. She arrives. I open the door. It was like 4 a.m. I open the door. I'm like so sleepy. Like, oh, I'm so glad you're here. Get inside. Go to bed. Maybe like an hour later, I feel the house shake and I hear this. And it wakes me up. And I'm like, what the heck was that?
Is there like an earthquake in Kirkland only? Or?
Right? I had no idea. I thought, is the washer and dryer just having a party downstairs? Like, I didn't know what was going on.
If they're not balanced right, they'll dance around.
That's true. Mm-hmm. So I wake up and I'm rubbing my eyes and I'm thinking, wait a minute. And I look out the window and my dear mother-in-law's car has slid from the top of the driveway down into my garage door, closed, by the way.
By the way, Angie's house in Kirkland has like the slopiest of slope driveways.
The slopiest of slope driveways.
And it's been icy and snowy and all.
Yeah, and I don't know why I didn't think to, I was tired. I didn't think to be like, hey, make sure you don't park your car on a icy slope driveway, mother-in-law. But she did, and it just dented up the whole thing. And I mean, I didn't know what to do. Also, my car was in the garage. So where her car slid and hit, I'm now just blocked in.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, cool, guess I'm just not going to work tomorrow. How am I going to get there? So I spent the whole day trying to shovel and de-ice and all this disaster. Eventually, got the car.
And did you tell your landlord, like, hey, we've destroyed the house?
Oh my gosh, I didn't even want to tell my landlord, but I sent a very dramatic text with a lot of emojis, and I ended it with, please don't evict me. Oh. But my landlord is a gem, and he totally was like, accidents happen. No worries.
It's true.
Keep me updated on the repairs, and happy new year.
It's true. And also, who parks on an icy, slopey hill? Who does that intentionally?
I don't know.
She could have just parked.
I'm not going to argue with my mother-in-law, Mom.
Touche. All right, Taylor Swift, it's Message in a Bottle.
I know that she like me. I was looking down at all I see.
All right, we're Moog and Angie Mornings, the new morning show here at Star 101.5. And it's just been a crazy, crazy journey to get here. We found out that Angie's mother-in-law plowed into her house on accident with a car.
Yeah, that was great and not stressful at all.
Yeah, well, it's a slopey driveway. And then, you know, all this ice and snow and craziness that we've been dealing with the last week and a half. I feel like it's been an eternity. It feels like it's been 5 years.
It's a nightmare. It's not supposed to snow like that here. It just isn't.
Well, and here it is. I wanted to share a little bit of my personal life, what happens at my house. So my name is John Moog, so it's Moog and Angie Mornings.
Yeah.
Angie has the mother-in-law that plows into houses. I have a bunch of animals. I got 3 dogs. I got a cat. I'm married to a psychologist. None of them are the craziest or loudest individuals in my house.
Well, and it's not you.
And it's not me. Let me introduce you to my ghost friend, Pat. And by the way, Angie and I have been friends for a long time. You know that I'm not like crazy into, like, I'm not overly into like ghosts and things like that.
No. If anything, I'm more into that.
But we have a ghost friend who has been making herself known in my house in the most extraordinary ways. And I want to talk about it. It was like 7 minutes.
More of Moog and Angie Mornings next on Star 101.5 KPLZ.
All right, it's Moog and Angie Mornings, new morning show here at Star 101.5. I'm John Moog. It's Angie Morales over there. Hi, Angie.
Hi.
So it's our first show. It's brand new year. We're excited to be here at Star 101.5. I wanted to share a little bit about my life. I just heard 30,000 people just tune away like they're like, I don't know who this guy is. Right. No, but this is I swear this is interesting. So I live in West Seattle with my wife, Stacy, and then we have some dogs. We get a cat.
Yeah. We got a fish. A full house there.
We have a fish. And then we have a ghost. Let me introduce
you. A ghost?
Yeah, let me introduce you to Pat, who has lived in the house for the longest. She's lived in the house since like 1940. So we live in this house in like the North Admiral part of West Seattle.
Okay.
Our house is like 110 years old. Like, this house has seen some things. You know, it's been through a couple of wars. This house is 11 years old than older than Betty White.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And maybe if she's friends with Pat, maybe they can, I don't know.
Oh, that's right. Maybe they reunited.
So anyway, I've got this ghost, Pat, and it started with like little things. Like, she would move our remote controls, and then we'd be like, we can't watch TV. And I think I did a little bit of research to see who owned the house, and that's how I found out, by the way, that it was Pat. And I think that Pat comes from the era of like, you're watching too much TV.
Oh, but they had TVs at that point.
Well,
when she was around.
Because she passed away in like 05. So she was in this house forever, from like 1940 to like 05.
Dang.
She worked at the Bank of America in West Seattle. Like,
I'm concerned that you know all of this information.
That I'm effectively stalking a dead person?
You're
well.
Yeah.
She's stalking me, too. And it's weird, Angie. It's weird. Weird things happen. She's seen me naked. Weird things have happened since I've been naked.
What?
But it started with, like, you know, a couple of things going missing. Mm-hmm. I would be in the bathroom at night, and I would think that the cat, you know, kind of walked by and, like, you know how cats, like, rub themselves against
you?
But our cat was passed out in the other room.
So Pat was rubbing herself against you?
Pat was patting me. So, and now I've just come to terms with the fact that we've got Pat living with us.
Okay.
And I probably sound like a crazy person, but I'm literally in my house going, Pat, you know what? I think it's okay if we just coexist. A friend of ours gave me this advice. They were like, just talk to Pat and say, look, Pat, you don't have to be mad that we're here. We're going to take good care of the house.
Yeah.
She's probably mad that we have all the pets.
Oh, right? She was not a pet person.
I mean, I don't know.
No pets for Pat.
No pets for But yeah, so I eventually I'm going to try and get Pat on the phone.
Oh, okay.
We'll see what that looks like. I'm not 100% confident we can do that, but she's very engaging. And I told you, I'm not usually like ghost person.
No, I know that about you.
But last night, Stacy and I celebrated our anniversary.
Oh.
And it was our 1 year wedding anniversary. We got married on January 2nd, 2021.
And aw, congratulations.
Yeah, we celebrated as adults do.
Oh, okay.
And Pat, I believe, came and we have an old dog who's 13, 14, a little bit demented.
Uh-huh.
I believe that Pat came and woke the dog up to ruin our night. because he started going berserk.
Why is Pat a hater?
Pat was kind of hate and didn't want, you know, us to celebrate in the way that we had intended. And so here we are on January 3rd, and we did not celebrate the way that I wanted to.
Aww.
So shout out.
Maybe we need to find Pat like a ghost boyfriend.
Oh.
Yeah.
We need to explore your house a little bit further, see if there's a dude in there for Pat. And,
oh, okay.
You know, see if we could set something up. I'm not opposed to this idea. Okay. All right.
Morgan and Angie Mornings.